Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
To be happy at home is the end of all labor. So said Samuel Johnson. And I think I agree, especially if by home we understand not only the very practical reality that if you're not happy at home, man, you're not happy. But if we also extend it to metaphorical truth that the home of our heart is God. The home that we seek, the rest that we seek, is our Lord. To be happy at home is the end of all our labor. Welcome to Ask Andrew, number 31, in which we're addressing the question, how do I get started in this classical education thing? And you might remember from the previous session that we are that I mentioned six things to do to get started. And the first, which I developed as probably as much as I can for this sequence, is that we need to reorient ourselves. And I said we need to orient ourselves toward the true, the good, and the beautiful, and wisdom and virtue, but especially toward Christ the Logos and the kingdom of God. And I also said that we need to be honest about where we are, which is to say we've got a lot. Living has given us a lot of a classical education. What a classical education can do is take what reality contains and refine it. Much like somebody who can run naturally can already run. He doesn't need to learn how to run. He needs to learn how to run better. In the same sense, we know how to be human. We just need to learn how to be human better. And that's what a classical education is for. So we talked about reorienting yourself. I also mentioned, and I hope you remember this, that if you want to comment on or ask questions about Ask Andrew, go to the Facebook page, the Circe Institute Facebook page. By the way, that's C-I-R-C-E, in case you aren't sure, Circe Institute Facebook page. Go there and either ask questions or comment on the discussions, and I'm certainly happy to follow your discussions, and I'll look there for questions, and we'll try to make that a good means by which you can continue the discussion, because I certainly don't think, oh my goodness, that I know all there is to know about these questions. Now, in the last session, what I had suggested, and let me remind you, the question is, how do I get started in this classical education thing? And I had suggested six stages, steps, things to do. One, reorient yourself. Two, set goals. Three, pursue your goals. Four, learn about classical education. Call it the theoretical if you want to. Five, do it. Call it the practical if you want to. And six, don't give up. Keep on going home. And I also quoted a beautiful quote from St. Augustine, so beautiful that if I can find it quickly, I'm just going to read it again to you. I found it. It goes like this. Since it is our duty fully to enjoy the truth which lives unchangeably, and since the triune God takes counsel in this truth for the things which he has made, the soul must be purified that it may have power to perceive that light and to rest in it when it is perceived. And let us look upon this purification kind of journey as a kind of journey or voyage to our native land. I love that, native land. For it is not by change of place that we can come nearer to Him who is in every place, but by the cultivation of pure desires and virtuous habits. I love that. But today I'm going to address the second thing to do. That's my technical term, thing to do, if you want to get classically educated. And you recall that I said set goals. Now, let me be a little more specific than that. Set goals in the three columns. Okay, set goals in the three columns. Now, you've probably, or perhaps, I should say, you've perhaps heard me talk about the three columns. So let me just briefly state what they are again. And if you can't remember, let me just see, do I have one that I can look at and say, oh, go to this talk. Under assessment, we talked about the three columns under assessment. And they are a skill, an idea, and information. And I think it would be podcast 20 and then probably 21 that introduced them. It might possibly be back as far as 18 and or at least as far as 19, but I think it's 20 and 21. Okay, so the three columns basically are this. At the very most explicit, clearest level, there are things that you learn. Content, let's call it. Information. Secondly, again, still speaking very basic, in addition to information, there are skills that you need to master. And third, in addition to information to recall and skills to master, there are ideas, concepts even, if you want, that you need to understand. And sometimes not so much understand as appreciate, because some things can't be understood, but can be appreciated internally. Now, what I believe is that at the foundation, you have actions that you turn into habits. Habits then become skills. Skills through application to a specific activity become arts. And arts at least move in the direction of and enable virtues. Because those five things, actions, habits, skills, arts, and virtues, all come under, in some way, what we do. Now, the second column, if the first is action to virtue, the second column was information, and if you put information together, you have a category of information. Well, let's say facts becomes a category, and eventually it builds up until you have subjects, and when you put all the subjects or sciences, because that's science literally just means knowledge. When you put all of your knowledge together into a coherent whole, that's a tradition. Okay. So we have virtue and tradition. And then the third column is I would put types at the bottom of it. We need to perceive specific types of ideas. And that leads to the understanding of a concept. That leads then to the apprehension of an idea. That leads to a harmony of ideas. It can lead to. And the harmony of ideas is fulfilled in wisdom itself. And so we have wisdom, virtue, and tradition. Now, what I'm suggesting to you here is that when you get started on getting a Christian classical education or be equipping your child to get one of the most valuable things you can do is to look at those three columns and ask yourself, what are my goals? Okay, let me put it very simply and practically then, in three categories, okay? What are your goals for your education? What are your goals for your students' or children's education? And what are your goals for your understanding of classical education? Now, the distinction between the first and the third there is, in the first, I'm just asking, what do you want to achieve in your education? In the third, I'm asking, What do you want to achieve in your understanding of this specific thing that we're calling classical education? If you want to put those back together and make them one, I don't mind. It's your book. Go ahead and do that. If you don't see the distinction I'm making, that's because I'm a bad communicator. Blame me. Set it aside and don't worry about it and just have two. But under the question of your education, all right, this is what I'd actually honestly would recommend you do. Have a little notebook or however you like to do this sort of thing and call it at the top, my education, goals for my education, okay? And maybe loose leaf is the best way, maybe a notebook, maybe an electronic copy, I'm not sure. But on one page, at the top of the page, write wisdom/types. You might wonder what I mean by types, so I'll come back to that in a moment. On a second page, write virtue/actions. And on a third page, that's virtue/actions. Okay. And on a third page, write tradition/... I suppose facts is where we started, what we put at the bottom. Maybe information, whatever you're comfortable with. But that idea, that understand that you're not having to keep rules here and you're not going to get graded. So if you put the wrong word, as long as it means basically the same thing, you'll probably survive it. Don't worry. But you see what I'm saying is there's these three different things to think about where you're going to want to have goals. What are your goals in relation to wisdom? Okay, now... wisdom is, in a certain sense, pretty abstract, in a certain sense. And so you want to get concrete. What you want to ask yourself is, what do I want to understand? In fact, let's instead of types, let's say that. Wisdom/ideas. You'll see in a moment why types are still important. Okay, so set some goals for yourself in relation to ideas that you want to understand, okay? For example, you might want to understand the idea of classical education. Go for it. Just write that down. Ideas I want to understand. Number one, classical education. Sometimes it'll just be a phrase that you want defined. But sometimes it might be more of an issue or a question. So for example, you might want to understand the relationship between two things. What's the relationship between Christian and classical education? Write it down. If you have a question that you want to gain understanding on, write it down. And here's my suggestion to you. Take 1 minute on one day a week to collect those questions. And do that for 1 month. So in other words, take 4 minutes in a month just listing questions under the category of wisdom or ideas. All right? Now do the same thing under the category of content or tradition. What do I want to know? What information do I want to know? My recommendation here would be to categorize it into what we call subjects. I prefer to use the word sciences, but because that's a domain of knowledge, you can listen to my earlier talk on that if you like. But or maybe that talk hasn't been done yet. I'll have to do one on arts and sciences. Science is simply put a domain of knowledge. A science would be something like biology, but it would also be something like metaphysics. The fact that something isn't known through the scientific method in the modern sense does not mean it's not science. Scientia is what we get science from, and it just means knowledge. So, sorry to belabor the point. Under this category of information or things that you want to know, write down a list of things that you want to know. Maybe it'll come out as a question. What is so-and-so? But that's possibly under wisdom as a concept. So maybe you want to write, I want to know Roman history. I want to know Greek history. I want to know Hebrew history. I want to know whatever history it is. Or maybe you're of a more scientific bent and you want to know biology or astronomy or physics. Beautiful. If there's categories of knowledge that you want to learn about, write them on that page. And then third, if there are skills that you want to develop, I won't say master because what skills do we ever really master? But if there are skills that you want to master that relate to education, then put that on the third page. Skills or, again, virtues. Think in terms of arts, right? Maybe what you want to do is learn how to play the piano. Well, put it down. Absolutely. You might want to ask yourself why. Not because you shouldn't want to play the piano, but because it's good to know why you want to play the piano. Maybe you want to learn how to play the lyre. Maybe you want to learn how to do CrossFit. Maybe you want to learn how to read better. Maybe you want to learn how to do logic better. Okay, these are skills areas. If there's something that involves an ing ending, thinking. Now, sing, of course, confuses that, but you can't say singing. Teaching, right? Anything like that. 1 minute a week, separate day from the other minute, over the next month, write down one thing that you want to learn how to do better in relation to education. Just write those down. Now, one of the reasons I only want you to spend 1 minute on this is because some of you, like me, are going to look at that list and panic and say, I will never learn all of this. That's why the sixth, whatever these things are that we're talking about, the sixth thing to do is don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just because it's impossible. Don't not do it just because it's impossible. Why would you quit something just because it can't be done? That's not classical. It's certainly not Christian. So what if you can't do it? It's in the journey that you gain the strength for the journey. So who knows how far you're going to get. So make those lists, those three lists about what you want to know, the tradition, what you want to learn how to do, the virtues, and what you want to understand, the wisdom. Okay, and do that for a month. Having done that, it is especially important that if it hasn't been done in those lists, write down what your questions are. What are you wondering about in relation to classical education? What are you wondering about? Now, some of that, most of that even maybe, will have already come up. But just in case it hasn't, after you've created those lists, write down every question that comes to your mind. And if a question then seems to leap off the page as being particularly important to you, after you've given a minute a day to each of those three things, which means we're up to 3 minutes a week now. I know that's a lot of work. But after you're up to that, then I'm going to suggest that you have a fourth page on which you write a question. Now here, your question again might be something like, why would I study Roman history? It could be anything, so I'm just going to grab that one. Why should I study Roman history? Now, you spent 3 minutes on those other three questions. Now I'm offering you or suggesting to you that you now spend 1 minute on that question. Write the question down at the top of a page. And for 1 minute a day, write notes on that question. Now, while you're doing that, outside of that minute, you're permitted to read about the question. You might research the question, okay? You might discuss the question. And if it's got to do with skills, you might even practice. But what's crucial is that you become more and more conscious of the questions you ask. And I believe that simply by becoming conscious of those questions and then jotting notes on them for a minute a day, all of your thinking will be improved, all of your teaching will be improved, and you will make great progress in the direction of a classical education. heck, you might do this about things that aren't related to classical education if you want to. But that's not what I'm talking about. Set goals for yourself in three columns. And the way you set the goals is under the three columns, you write down what your questions are. And maybe I even cheated a little bit by jumping right to questions. Maybe what you should do the first week or the first 2 weeks is ask yourself, what are my goals for wisdom? What are my goals for virtue? And what are my goals for the tradition? Don't think in terms of questions yet unless you find that easier. But at some point, take a minute a week to actually write down what your goals are. Do that for yourself, perhaps in another notebook or in another section of the notebook. Do that for your children. And then if you see the distinction I've made between your own education and your understanding of classical education, then go ahead and have a third notebook or division and do the same process. Now, one of the things, it starts to sound complicated, and that's because I'm just talking and you don't see it. But again, I can't emphasize enough, we're talking about a minute a day. And maybe we're going to get up to 2 minutes a day. And let me add that it's so, so, so important that when the alarm tells you your minute's up, you stop. I know you're thinking at that moment that what you're thinking at that moment is the most important thing you've ever thought, and you've got to get it down. But what I'm suggesting is don't. Don't write it down. Put your pencil down the instant your minute is up, even if it's a pen or a keyboard, and walk away from it. That will keep your mind actively engaged in the question, but hopeful because you will have a day set aside for that. Okay, so what I'm getting at here is the second means, the second thing to do if you want to get started in a Christian classical education is to figure out what your goals are and divide those goals into three columns. And already by doing that, you are practicing a classical education. Because classical education is about figuring out what your goals are and thinking about them. All right. Thank you. I hope this was helpful. I will come back in the next session to the question of how do you pursue those goals? In the meantime, may the Lord remember you in his kingdom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.